coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a happy Football Wednesday to all of you. And we want to thank once again all of you who turned out, the many of you who turned out last night for our show at PNC Menor Mall. It was a beautiful gathering out in the parking lot. Loved it. Met a whole bunch of you and have been hearing from some of you through Twitter, through social media. And it was our pleasure to meet and see all of you that came out. Of course, Sheldon Brown was there. And Greg Little was there signing autographs. It was just a fun night, and we really enjoyed being part of that. We're going to do more of that, be out and about and meet the folks. But today we are in Berea. We are in our usual studio location, smack dab in the middle of the Browns training facility. I'd read for you the Browns injury list. I would really do that, except that an hour would not be enough time, I'm afraid, to cover all the players that are on this list. That's frightening. That's a tough thing to get into on a Wednesday, but that's what this football season is and what it's become. A lot of banged up players at 3-5. It's difficult to see when you see a list like this and you see the challenge of getting better and trying to turn things around. This doesn't make it any easier. And the challenge is a game is coming up on Sunday, regardless. So the injury list is what it is, and then you got a game coming up on Sunday for as many of those guys who are on that list to be able to turn around and play, or whatever percentage they'll be ready to play. We'll see when the Browns take on the Rams on Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium. We have a jam show, though, for you. Rodney Harrison from Football Night in America, NBC's Football Night in America, is going to join us. He'll give some thoughts about what's going on around the league, and we'll be sure to ask him about the Browns and get his perspective on this football team. We're going to give you an opposition focus on the Rams, a little breakdown on what they're all about. Jim Thomas, who has covered that team for a long time for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, will be with us as well. And another Thomas, this one Joe, the offensive tackle for the Browns, he'll be at part of our Inside the Locker Room segment with Jameer Howerton. So we'll give you that as well. We'll answer your questions. We'll do all sorts of great stuff through the show. We also want to share this with you during his news conference today, Pat Shurmur, talking about, again, taking the lumps of his first season as an NFL coach and, you know, what has been the biggest challenge he's faced so far?
I don't know. I'm really enjoying it, believe it or not. I probably don't show it, you know, but I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process. And I'm a very impatient guy. And I don't enjoy the results yet. And I think the people around me need to just tell me to, hey, just keep going and relax. But I don't tend to listen to that very well. Yeah. So it's difficult. But I think what you do is you come to work each day and try to get better at something, and then pile it all up, and then find a way to win games. You know, and I think what is interesting, we all take notes. As coaches, we take notes and track our years, you know. So I went back and looked at our first year in Philadelphia. We didn't have great success. We're developing Donovan McNabb. We are really good on defense, you know. St. Louis, we went, you know, and had a tough year the first year. So you go back, you know, and you try to replay the games and the emotions of it and try to learn from it like we all do. And so we're fighting through it.
Fighting through it. That's the word. And I'll tell you, I'll share a little story with you. This morning, got here at the facility, as I usually do, pretty early, and start prepping for the show, prepping for the day, doing the web stuff, all that we do here. And as I'm walking down the hallway with my morning cup of coffee and kind of had that bewildered look that I'm not the only one in the building who might have that, but I certainly did. And I'm not even sure why. I think it's just my look. I'm afraid it might be just the way I look, bewildered most of the time, and might have been looking down a little bit. And down the hallway comes Pat Shurmur. And he's not just, he's striding. He's got like a full, he is looking you know, as wide awake as can be. He has got a very purposeful stride, and he's heading down the hallway, and he sees me, and he gives me one of those, you know, looks like, hey, you know, get the hat up here. Let's keep focused and keep. And I just liked the tone of our little exchange. It just he looked like a guy who was battling forward, and as he uses that word, battling through it, fighting through it, whatever. He says it, but you saw it there. He didn't even need to say it there. And we just had that quick exchange. And you know what? From that moment on, my day changed. I just seeing his expression and kind of how he was dealing with things, knowing how tough things are as a first-year coach. So just wanted to share that little exchange from this morning. Hey, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to do Browns trivia on Twitter on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And be sure to follow at Official Browns on the Twitter page. On Twitter account, I should say, for questions, and then use the hashtag Daily Trivia when you answer the question from the Official Browns Trivia. And we're going to randomly select a winner from all those who answer correctly for a pair of tickets to the Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy comedy show on Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. at the CSU Wallstein Center. Winner will be announced on Twitter from today's question at the end of the show, and the question is, which three tight ends have led the Browns in receiving yards in a single season? Okay, which three tight ends have led the Browns in receiving yards in a single season? And we have a question each day, a poll question, that is sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. And today's poll question, which we want you to participate in on the Browns official Facebook page, is which Rams player on offense worries you? Sam Bradford, Steven Jackson, Brandon Lloyd, or other? Okay. And Ask Vic. That's where you get to ask me questions via the Browns official Facebook page, and a bunch of you have done that. Gail is asking, and I think this is a pretty good one, and it's to the point. Why is Colt not better protected? Colt McCoy, he's taken a beating week to week. I think the answer is, to some degree, Gail, the line has taken a beating, and a physical one at that. I also think that the youth has not necessarily served this line very well in its interior, and I think where much of this pressure is coming from for McCoy starts there. When the integrity of the pocket breaks down in the front, that takes the best of quarterbacks, the most experienced of quarterbacks, and puts them in a bind. And for Colt, I think it's been problematic. I think for the most part, he's not getting a chance to even set up with pressure on him. And I think sometimes the pressure has been so much that it hasn't been often. It's been the rare occasion when he might be ready to bail before it gets there. And that's not because the guy has lost any fearlessness. He's as tough as any young quarterback I've seen, period. But you see that it's reaching that point, and that point's got to reverse itself. So I don't have any magic solution other than get healthy and get older, get more experience, and, you know, get some other players down the line. It's not something you're going to fix with personnel in November, unfortunately. There's no quick fix for that. Okay, we've got a conversation coming up with Rodney Harrison. He is a former NFL defensive back, played for the Patriots, played for the Chargers, and now he's an analyst for Football Night in America. NBC's works with Tony Dungy there, does a great job on that. So we're going to talk with him, cover some league-wide topics on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
A once-in-a-lifetime event. Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy. Saturday, December 3rd, Wallstein Center at Cleveland State University. Jeff Foxworthy.
You might be a redneck.
Bill Engvall. Larry the Cable Guy.
three legends, one stage.
Reserve tickets are on sale right now. WoodwillSteamCenter.com. Them idiots are coming to Cleveland. Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcasts with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealer.
What can you do to help keep your employees happier, healthier, and more productive? Offer them great benefits. At United Healthcare, we have solutions designed to help. A good medical plan is a great place to start. But to really make a difference, think about adding dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness insurance. Wondering if you can afford it? You'd be surprised. You can purchase United Healthcare specialty benefits products separately or together. And when you combine them with your purchase of a United Healthcare medical plan, you may save even more. You also have the option to share the cost with your employees. And with United Healthcare, you have lots of choices. Medical, dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness. Benefits that help you and your employees grow healthy. Talk to your broker today. Learn more at UHCSpecialtyBenefits.com. Dental, vision, and critical illness coverage provided by the United Healthcare Insurance Company of Hartford, Connecticut, or its affiliates. Critical illness may not be available in all states. Life and disability products provided by United Healthcare Insurance Company and in California by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in New York by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of New York City.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
40 eastbound slow Broadway to Warrensville Center. 40 westbound is slowing down between 271 and Broadway. 271 southbound slow Chagrin Boulevard to Rockside. Intermodal southbound back in Superior to the 71 Jennings Lit. Inbound is your way back in Cleveland Public Power to Dead Man's Curve. 71 southbound is slow 480 over to Snow. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and on top of that, this segment, it too, is driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to be joined right now, the analyst for Football Night in America on NBC, Rodney Harrison, former NFL great. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Want to touch on some national topics with you, Rodney. The Philadelphia Eagles, their collapse after so much hype and so much talk about the Dream Team and really one continuous nightmare at 3-5 and looking like a team that's now a long shot to be a playoff team with all that talent.
Yeah, long shot it is. And I think the thing that really disappoints me, Vic, is the fact that Andy Reid, you know, about two or three times this year, he's come on national television. He's talked about his team not being prepared. His team, I'm sorry, our team wasn't prepared. That's on me. And as a coach, 2 months into the season, there's no way in the world, with all the talent that you have, is there an excuse for your team to come out and play the way it's played. It didn't look like they were prepared. They looked like they were lost out there, not communicating. And that's very frustrating to me because Andy Reid, he's a terrific coach, and I have a lot of respect for him, but there's no excuse for his team, with all that talent, those veteran players, to come out and not have the right preparation.
Can you, when you get to a midpoint of a season, eight games into a season, is that, because if you recognize it, I'm sure others and Andy himself would know it. Can that be fixed and changed based on your experiences as an NFL player?
Yes, it can. And any time that you have any confusion or any doubt, what you do is you try to simplify things. And, I don't know what they're doing. I look at the defensive scheme, and I'm still totally lost with the defensive scheme. You come in and bring Nnamdi Asamoah, a guy, you pay him a lot of money, and you plan him in the slot. Line him up on the best receiver. Okay, simplify things. Line him up on the best receiver like a Darrell Revis. Lock him up man-to-man. You're paying Asante Samuel, what, $8, $9, $10 million a year? Mm-hmm. Lock him up on the other receiver. Bring Rogers Cromartie in. Let him play free safety. If it's a third wide receiver, lock him up and play man-to-man coverage, eight-man box, and stop the run. It's as simple as that. I don't know what they're trying to do, what they're trying to out-trick somebody. When you have great football players, let them play, simplify things, and let them smash somebody in the mouth.
No, that's a great, great point. Your former team, the New England Patriots, the one for whom you played some great safety for years, they are coming off a loss to the Giants. They were another team that had high expectations and now find themselves kind of reeling from that game. And then the most recent big news for them, they cut Albert Haynesworth yesterday. So where do you see the Patriots at this point, Rodney?
Well, right now, if the Patriots aren't careful, they're in trouble, because you look at the Dallas tape, Dallas could have beat them, probably should have beat them, and then they lose to Pittsburgh, then they come back and they lose to the Giants, and the way they're losing isn't good, because that offensive line has given up a lot of sacks, has given up a lot of pressure the last 2 or 3 weeks. You look at their secondary. We know all the problems in the secondary are noted, but it's disappointing to see guys out there playing timid. When you have guys, you have to go out there and play aggressive and challenge these receivers. You can't play the bend but don't break mentality, and that's the frustration coming from me, because, you know, as much as people want to give Belichick the credit, and he's a fabulous coach, it's not about scheme. It's about players out there within that scheme making plays, and I think people finally realize that, you know, you got to have the players out there. You just can't have the scheme.
Yeah, and I got to believe for you, for Ted Bruschi, for guys who are proud players and members of that defense, you can't help. I know you're now a football journalist, but you never leave being a football player, and it's, I can't imagine what you look at and feel when you watch that team, the big plays that defense is allowing week after week.
Yeah, you know, I'm used to kind of the big plays, but the thing that really frustrates me is you go out and you bring guys in, veteran players, and that has been the formula for the success of the New England Patriots basically the last 8, 9, 10 years. Bring in veteran guys, plug them in the system, and everything works out fine. But to see Albert Haynesworth, to get an opportunity to come to a great organization with a great coach, fabulous quarterback, and all the good parts around him, to see him come out there and flat out quit, for him to pretend like he's hurt and not go out there and become a professional football player with all the every chance and opportunity that guys hope and dream for, he gets it. He gets a $100 million contract, and to see him flat out quit was very disappointing. And I'll tell you this, Vic, he's going to look back 5, 10, 15 years from now when he's done playing football, and he'll look back on his career. He'll be sitting in his mansion, but he'll feel miserable because no one's going to ever respect the name Albert Haynesworth because he flat-out quit, okay? And that's a shame, and that's a disappointment. And you shouldn't play the game of football for money. You should play it because you love it. And if you love it and you go out there and play well, you're going to make money. You're going to have a good life. But I'm very disappointed in Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that one. Rodney Harrison joining us, outstanding analyst for Football Night in America on NBC. You catch him, of course, on Sunday night with Tony Dungy. Tremendous. And, of course, Dan Patrick as well. Tremendous work that you do each week there. He's a former standout safety, of course, for the Patriots and the San Diego Chargers. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I bring up the Chargers because that AFC West, and your other former division, a logjam there now. Sort this out for us as best you can. What are you seeing there, Rod?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me this tricky question. It is a long jam. And you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's like, wow, you're thinking the Chiefs will be able to make that next step, and they haven't. They come back and they lose to the Miami Dolphins. But really, I think the San Diego Chargers win. They win this division because they're still, to me, a very talented group. They still have the best quarterback. The head coach, North Turner, he's going to get that offense back going, get Phillip Rivers where He's not turning the ball over. But the one thing that brings optimism to me is when they're playing against the Green Bay Packers, they gave up a lot of big plays, but they were able to capitalize on a lot of big plays. They gave the Green Bay Packers 14 points. You can't do that when you're playing against a good team. So if they cut the turnovers, I believe they win this division. Hey, who knows? Division winning might be 8-8 record.
Yeah, and are you satisfied that Philip Rivers' struggles that have been there for him and his psyche and all that are all fixable, or how concerned are you about, you know, kind of what he's gone through this year so far?
Well, I think as a player, no one has, you know, every year is like a Pro Bowl caliber year. We all go through struggles as players. Sometimes you play two or three bad games and you start losing confidence a little bit. You don't see things as quick as you normally see it. So I just believe that Philip, he's had a lot of success early, and I think we've become spoiled looking at his success and everything that he's accomplished. We all as players go through tough times. I think if he just continues to study the tape, focus on, you know, and you got to understand too with Philip, all his receivers, most of them guys have been hurt during the week, so he's not able to practice with the timing, the different checks, the calls, the adjustments. So that too is affecting him. Antonio Gates, if you look at the way he's running, he's still a productive tight end, but he's not the same guy that we're used to seeing the past 7, 8, 9 years.
One of the things we always like to do when we can get a national perspective on this show, Rodney, is have somebody from the outside give us thoughts on the Cleveland Browns, struggling, of course, at 3-5 and really fighting through a lot of different things, injuries being among the foremost problems, but youth being another. Just your take on what you see of this Browns team right now.
Well, I think, you know, each and every week, Pat Shurmur, he's doing a good job of these guys are coming out and they're competing. And that's the one thing when you have a young team, they're competing, they're fighting, they're playing hard. Obviously, they're undermatched. They're not going to be a team that, you know, you look up and they're 10-6, but they're competing, and that's the good thing. And they do have a lot of talent. So each week that I'm watching these guys, you know, they are playing hard. But the one thing that really disappoints me, and when you have a young team, you need to limit the distractions. And Peyton Hill is, he's a running back that, you know, a player that I have a lot of respect for, but each week I've lost respect for this guy because, you know, you have to handle your business as a professional. You know, you worry about the contract, the money, go out there and play, make plays, be a great teammate, be a locker room guy. Ultimately, things will work out for you, but you can't complain. You can't, if you're having treatment on one particular day, skip treatment and go out and get married. You have to handle things in a mature way. And I'll tell you this, if I'm the general manager, I'm not giving a guy $20, $30, $40 million if he cannot handle himself in the midst of a little adversity, because once these guys get the money, look at Albert Haynesworth, they shut it down.
Well, that's an interesting observation. And again, you're not talking as a distant observer. You've witnessed this up close and personal as a former NFL player. And he is, we're talking about Rodney Harrison here. He is a great analyst now for Football Night in America. You catch him there on NBC. Great conversation always before the big Sunday night games, and great perspective. And we thank you for taking the time to join us, Rodney.
Hey. Having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans. Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years? And has 5 locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings, too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Today seems like the world wants everything to be fast. It has to be world record 100-meter dash with a strong tailwind fast. Things need to be so fast we don't even have time for words. OMG, LOL, TTYL. People even rush through the insurance process. Can you quote them? I covered? Maybe. Who knows? It was so fast. What just happened?
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that is why toboggans need waxing. Ah, the holidays. Nothing makes me jollier than treating my entourage to a night of culinary perfection at Bonefish Grill. My crew starts off with winter white cosmos and two rounds of succulent Chesapeake Bay oysters each for just $8.90. They're disappearing faster than my third sleeve of golf balls on the first tee at Shinnecock. My personal trainer indulges in a very well-deserved plate of lobster Thermidor topped Dorado. And my dish is perfection. Spinach, bacon, gorgonzola, salmon for $15.90. I'd gladly wrestle a 900-pound grizzly bear for these flavors any day of the week, twice on Sunday.
Visit Bonefish Grill and experience the GAD award-winning food and service. Grab a drink with colleagues, appetizers with friends, or dinner with family.
Some say Zagat, some say Zagat. I say giddy up. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I have decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This is driven by Liberty Court. And this opposition focus segment that we have for you to get you enlightened about the St. Louis Rams is brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And we're going to take a closer look now at the St. Louis Rams, the Browns' opponent on Sunday, and helping us to do that from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is Jim Thomas, longtime Ram beat writer. Jim, welcome to the show.
My pleasure, Vic.
So let's talk about this team. 1-7, and the conversation, I'm sure, around the Rams isn't a whole lot brighter than it might be around the Cleveland Browns these days, but struggling football team. Give me a perspective on just how much of a struggle it's been so far.
Well, there are high expectations entering the season, Vic. The Rams, even though they finished just 7-9, that was a six-game improvement over the year before. And they were playing Seattle the last game of the 2010 regular season for the NFC West title and the first playoff berth around here since 2004. And so entering the season, you figured, okay, the second season with Sam Bradford, some young core players on defense would continue to develop and mature, players like James Laurinaitis and Chris Long. The Rams were very active in free agency. They brought in 12 veteran free agents, including Quentin Michael at safety, $7 million a year, and Harvey Dahl at right guard from Atlanta, $4 million a year. So they spent some money. And no one expected this, even though it was a brutally tough first seven games. The Rams played the entire NFC East, as well as New Orleans, Green Bay, and Baltimore. And so the thought was, okay, if they can survive that seven-game gauntlet, even say 2-5, maybe optimistically 3-4, the back half of the schedule would be much softer, and they'd have a chance at the West. Well, no one expected San Francisco to get off to a 7-1 start. And so here the Rams are at 1-7 and really in a quandary.
And here's the thing, Jim, that's so strange. You see this team go out and do what they did against the Saints, a very convincing victory against the Saints. And that opened eyes up everywhere. It certainly opened eyes up in Cleveland because a lot of Browns fans were saying, okay, hey, maybe this is an opportunity team when they're looking at the tough schedule that has games at San Francisco and at Houston. But then to have the Rams turn around a week later and lose in overtime against Arizona, it just baffled me a little bit as to the idea of which is the closer to the real Rams team.
Well, it baffled all of us, and it's part of the beauty. No one's calling it the beauty or the charm of the NFL around here, but you just never know. The old saying, any given Sunday really applies, and I think we all thought that the New Orleans game showed what this team was capable of and what they really had in them, and then, you know, Arizona was a game where the Rams really dominated the first half. I mean, they controlled the ball 2-1. They had a more than a 3-1 advantage in the yards gained, but they put only 3 field goals on the board. And that has been a recurring problem of this team. They just can't finish drives, specifically when Sam Bradford's been in there. And so they're leading the entire game until late in the fourth quarter. They end up losing it in spectacular fashion, I guess. It would be spectacular fashion for a Cardinals fan with that long punt return by Patrick Peterson. And so here we are, all scratching our heads at 1-7, and just wondering what's down the road for this team the rest of the way.
Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He covers the Rams, and he's helping us break them down on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So the offense has struggled. It's 23rd in the league. 26th passing, and that isn't what people had in mind seeing Sam Bradford as the rookie of the year last year and expecting him in year two to be so much better. The defense is just dead last in the league against the run, so that tells a story there as well. Starting on the offensive side, though, with Sam Bradford, he was hurt, obviously, so he missing had the sprained ankle that knocked him out for a couple of games. But is there still a transitional issue there with Josh McDaniels as the new offensive coordinator, replacing, of course, Pat Shurmur, who is now the head coach here?
Well, no doubt, and it's a vastly different offense. More emphasis on downfield throws with the Josh McDaniels system, and more responsibilities for Sam Bradford at the line of scrimmage. He does a lot of the line calls that used to be done by the center, Jason Brown, mm-hmm. and he does change some calls at the line. So more responsibility and deeper throws for Bradford. And you know, I think. And everybody went through the lockout, all the teams, all the players. But, you know, I think specifically for a new head coach or specifically a new offense, it hurt. And the Rams, despite, all, you know, having a lot of veterans at a lot of positions, a very young skilled position group, two rookie draft picks at wide receiver, Greg Salas and Austin Pettis, a rookie tight end in Lance Kendrick, second-round pick, second-year quarterback in Bradford, even the number two tight end, Michael Omanoanui, a second-year guy. So all those young skill guys, they've suffered some growing pains as they've gone along here.
And, yeah, and the other part of this is that they've tried to change it up too, right? I mean, they went with more of that hurry-up approach after doing a lot of the deep drop stuff, and I guess they still do the deep drop stuff. That's a staple of Josh McDaniels' passing game thinking going back to his time with the New England Patriots. But then to go with more of a hurry-up pace, how big of a deal, how big of a element is that in the Rams' offense?
Well, it has just almost been because of a variety of events. Things have conspired against the Rams really getting a rhythm on offense and finding their groove. Let's go back to the opening day. Still the best player on the team is Steven Jackson. And first carry, 47-yard touchdown run against Philadelphia. The Rams love the matchup in the running game. Anyway, Steven Jackson is about 10 yards from the end zone, scoring untouched. He pulls up just a little bit. You can tell he's pulled his quad muscle. He went out there one more carry. And if you look at tape for that game, with a 9-yard gain, he basically gave himself up because the quad was so bad. He probably scores on that play. He might have rushed for 150, 200 yards in that game. So anyway, you lose him for basically the next three games. Finally, about game five, he's back in the groove. The Rams are up at Green Bay. They score only 3 points. Again, this recurring theme of having trouble finishing drives, finishing in the red zone. But the Rams came out in a no huddle, which is very comfortable for Sam Bradford. He did that kind of stuff a lot, that hurry up deal in the spread offense in Oklahoma. They gained 424 yards against the Packers, and it looks like they finally found their identity. In the very last play of that game, he suffers the high ankle sprain. And so he's out for two games. He comes back probably early. As you know, Vic, high ankle sprains usually are 3 to 4, maybe sometimes 5 week deal.
Right,
so he comes back against Arizona, and, you know, it's almost like starting from scratch again. And that's kind of where the Rams are. They add Brandon Lloyd, who really is, I think, a true number one receiver, and has his greatest success really revived his career with Josh McDaniels in Denver. But their existing deep threat, as soon as they get Lloyd, Denario Alexander suffers a hamstring injury. He's missed the last two games. Greg Salas, the rookie receiver I mentioned earlier, fourth-round draft pick from Hawaii, was really coming into his own as a slot receiver, replacing Danny Amendola, who suffered a season-ending triceps and dislocated elbow injury in the first game. Salas was their leading receiver with 27 catches, and he's lost for the season just this past Sunday in Arizona with a broken leg. So they've just never had all the elements there together, and I think what people, especially the coaching staff, general manager Billy Devaney, what they'd like right now, they would love just a month maybe with Brandon Lloyd, Denario Alexander. Mark Clayton should come off the PUP list and be active for this game Sunday. We're expecting that announcement later today. Just to have those three guys, a healthy Steven Jackson, a healthy Bradford, just get a few weeks together and see what they can do. But they've never even been close to having all the elements there in place.
And, we mentioned about Steven Jackson, and he's the number one threat, especially for a Cleveland Browns team coming off to 261 rushing yards that they allowed against the Texans. So that's something to keep an eye on. Defensively, Chris Long seems to have come around as a pass rusher. I know he had a few games where it was real quiet, but has now had a nice breakthrough game against the Saints and played well against Arizona last week.
He has gotten gradually better, Vic, as an NFL player. Farmer, number two overall pick, and, you know, he's not going to be Reggie White or whatever, but he's gotten better each year. Last year, 8.5 sacks, which was a career high, but much more disruptive than even those numbers would indicate. In the backfield a lot, you know, flushing the quarterback, disrupting plays, and, you know, not bad against the run either. And now this year, he started out, you know, pretty well. He had a sack in each game, a lot of hits, a lot of hurries, and then, as you mentioned, a quiet three games, but then he busted out against the Saints with three sacks. Had what looked like it might be a game, a victory enabling sack late in the game against Arizona. 16-yard sack, and Arizona was backed up, had to punt, and then the Rams got it in position for the field goal as time expired, but that field goal was blocked. But yeah, he is really a good pass rusher. He would have even more sacks, I think, than the seven that he has now, Vic, if the Rams had more of an inside push at defensive tackle. That's been one of the most disappointing aspects of the defense this year. Just no inside push from the defensive tackles. The Rams are beat up there now. They ended the game with only two healthy defensive tackles. Fred Robbins, the veteran, former New York Giant, was one of the most underrated free agent signings last year. He had a career high, I think it was 6 or 6.5 sacks, which
right.
You know, as you know, is a lot for a defensive tackle, but he hasn't gotten much done at all. He's just got one sack in 8 games. And, you know, a lot of times Long will get there on the outside, force the quarterback up, but there won't be that inside push. And so the quarterback will escape and, you know, get some yards scrambling or whatnot.
Well, good stuff as always, Jim. And we appreciate the breakdown and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
My pleasure, Vic. Take care.
All right. Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch helping us break down the Rams, the team that he covers. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
New tires from NTB, $10.
You heard right. With the purchase of one-year alignment policy and premium installation, any select Yokohama, Cooper, and Pirelli tires, $10.
Only at NTB, today through Monday, buy any select Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tire.
Get the second tire for only $10.
There's no limit.
For every tire you buy, you get another tire for only $10.
Only at NTB.
Only today through Monday.
This is your one chance to buy select new Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tires for only $10.
New tires for only $10.
The tire industry may talk about this sale for years to come.
But it's only today through Monday. Only at NTB.
For every select Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tire you buy,
you get the second tire for only $10.
Today through Monday at all NTB tire stores.
$10 tires. Don't miss this sale.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Colt McCoy. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the quarterback just told you, it is driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, single game tickets are still available, but not for long. Purchase yours before it's too late. And that includes the upcoming Browns-Jaguars matchup on Sunday, November 20th at 1 p.m. For more information, you call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. We go into the Ask Vic mailbag, our official Browns Facebook page, where you ask me questions. You can also do it via our official Twitter page. But from Facebook, John asks, do we have the correct personnel for the West Coast offense? And I know he's playing off a column that I did for clevelandbrowns.com regarding the fact that, you know, don't expect this team to dump this offense anytime soon. This is what Pat Shurmur does. I make the case that even larger than that, it starts with Mike Holmgren, Tom Heckert, all three in terms of how the team's built or coached is based around that scheme. But is the correct personnel there is your question, John. And the answer is no, it's not all there. It doesn't mean they've improperly addressed it. They don't have all the pieces yet. And some of the pieces they do have are broken, hurt. So that's taken away from it. So more work needs to be done, another draft needs to happen, more signings, free agency, whatever, to address it. And I expect that to take place. That will take place through the offseason. Jeffrey, why does it seem like the offense, our offense is so conservative? And I tie this into the West Coast question. I don't think by nature it is what Pat Shurmur is about. I think he wants to be aggressive. I think he wants to attack more. I think you don't do that as much when, A, your quarterback is as under siege as often as Colt McCoy is, and, B, when you have no running game whatsoever to help set things up. It limits everything. When you start with the fact that you're not running well, when your line isn't doing its job as well as it can, and you're limited in the people you're throwing to. So there are a lot of negatives to what's there in personnel, health, et cetera, but I don't think by nature what you're looking at is a conservative coach from his play-calling standpoint as a head coach / offensive coordinator. Okay, each week. We take you, this show takes you inside the locker room. We do it a couple of times a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. And today we are taking you inside the locker room with Jameer Howerton, who is sitting down with a key Browns player, who is Browns offensive tackle Joe Thomas. This Inside the Locker Room segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Joe, the team is coming off a tough second quarter of the season, which had three very challenging road games. Just taking a look back, what are your thoughts on how the team played?
Well, obviously, we didn't get the wins when we wanted to. So I think there's definitely areas of improvement that we're going to try to go out here and get better at and make the third quarter of the season a little bit better, give us some more wins.
This offensive line was dealt a blow early this year, losing left guard Eric Steinbach. How much did losing Steiny really hurt this unit?
Well, it's been tough, you know, working without him. He was such a big part of the offensive line success in years past. But I've been really encouraged by the work that Jason Pinkston's done. He's really done an excellent job stepping in as a rookie, as a fifth-round pick, really a guy who played tackle in college, moving him over to guard, and he picked it up very fast. He's a very smart kid. It's important to him, and he's done a great job for us.
Not only losing Steinbach, but the right side of the line has seen its fair share of injuries as well. This must be extremely challenging when you're trying to establish a running game.
Yeah, we've kind of had a few injuries on the offensive line that, you know, usually the offensive line is kind of a group that doesn't get hurt very much. But, you know, dealing with the injuries are a little bit part of the game. And hopefully now some of the guys are back and feeling a little bit more healthy and we'll be able to get that running game on track.
And with the injuries that have been sustained at the running back position, from an offensive lineman's perspective, can you talk about the challenges that you face when your starting running back is out, a player who you've built that chemistry with?
Yeah, the running back position has been a little bit of a challenge. Losing our top three guys really has been a little bit tough. And I think the guys that we've got that have been coming in there and Thomas Clayton and Obanaya, they've done a pretty nice job. But it's tough to have chemistry with guys that have only been there a couple weeks. So I think looking forward, you know, having another week under our belt with those guys is really going to be helpful.
I know Thomas Clayton just came in last week, but Chris Obanaya has been here now going on a month. What are your thoughts on how well he is getting acclimated to the playbook and the chemistry of this offensive line?
I think it's doing really well. Chris is a really smart guy. He's been in the practice squad in this league for a couple years, so he knows all about this game, and he's picking it up, and I'm excited to see what we look like this week.
Today was the first day back on the field. How was practice as a team gears up to face the St. Louis Rams?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I think there was good focus, good tempo out there. Guys were running around, and I think we're really feeling positive and optimistic about this weekend.
This is another blitz, happy defense that you're facing on Sunday. And I know today is the first day of install, but just give us a snapshot as to what you have seen from this defense so far.
Well, they got a really good defensive line. They're one of the most veteran defensive lines we're going to see. James Hall has been in the league 12 years. They got a couple guys who've been in 10, 12. And then Chris Long is really the youngest guy out there. But, I mean, even him, he's in his fourth year. So they're a very veteran-savvy defensive unit. They've got good team speed on the outside. I look at Robert Quinn, their rookie, who's been playing really well for him, who's going to come in on those pass rush situations. And, you know, overall, we've really got our hands full. So we've got to do our best this week to try to prepare and get ready and go out there and try to give them something.
And lastly, Joe, you started 72 consecutive games in your NFL career, heading into your 73rd this Sunday. Seeing a number like 73, what does that mean to you?
Well, you're the first person to bring that up. I guess I didn't even know this is 73. That's kind of funny, but I mean, I'm just doing everything I can every week to, you know, stay healthy and go out there and give my team the best chance to win.
Joe, thank you for your time and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. Coming up, we are going to have, I want to say this. You can join Jameer Howerton, yours truly, and Allie LaForce will be on WJW, Fox 8. You check out the Browns Insider Show. So you catch us on that, and Coach Pat Shurmur is on that show as well. 11 a.m. every Sunday. You want to tune in to that. Coming up will be answers. Answers to the Twitter trivia question we asked at the top of the show. Answers to our poll question that we give you every day, our daily poll question, the results of that. And answers to your questions that you've left in the Ask Vic mailbox on the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. All ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
That sound is Mike Cunningham of Cleveland, driving at a relaxed pace through a blizzard of epic proportions. Why so calm? With the snow and stock guarantee, Sears guarantees they'll have snow blowers. They stock great brands like Craftsman and will give Mike a $50 gift card if they're all sold out. Enjoy the ride, Mike. Sears will have snow blowers no matter what the weather is like. Real guarantee, real confidence. Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
You want a quote? Let me give you a quote. I've got quotes, all kinds of quotes. Auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote do you need?
An auto quote?
We got liability, collision, comprehensive, uninsured, underinsured motorists. Do I hear uninsured, underinsured motorists?
What, can you explain to me how...
How about a deductible? Do I hear 250, 500, 500, 1,000, 1,200?
Could you just slow down? I have a question about
how... We have liability, collision, and uninsured, underinsured motorists with a 250 deductible going once...
Wait, I...
Going twice.
Hold on.
To the woman with a confused look on her face.
It seems like some insurance companies want to rush you through the quote process. Not Liberty Mutual. We believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find the nearest Cleveland area office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Wrong with a little Allman Brothers here on a Wednesday. Dave DiNatale, our great producer, with his fine musical selections here. We welcome you back to the show, and we're going to deliver, first of all, the results of our poll question, which was is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, our daily poll question that we post on the Browns' official Facebook page. And the results of that are, and we'll get that to you in a second. Actually, I jumped the gun. I meant to give you the trivia question first, because that was the Twitter trivia question posted earlier in the show. And the trivia question was, which three tight ends have led the Browns in receiving yards in a single season? And the answer is Morin, Newsom, and Watson. Okay, so we got we got a current Brown in this mix. Congratulations to at Mike Dreamer 4. You want a pair of tickets to see Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy, and special guest Reno Collier on Saturday, December 3rd. That's at 8 p.m. at the CSU Wallstein Center. We will send you a direct message via Twitter to let you know how to collect your prize. All right, the poll question, which was which Rams player on offense, worries you, and those choices: Sam Bradford, Steven Jackson, Brandon Lloyd, or other. Many of you voted, and of those votes, the winner was Steven Jackson. He got the majority of the votes on this one, and comment from Josh on that is the best multifaceted back, and he puts parenthetically, even on a bad team. Other was the second most in terms of the voting percentage here. Rory said, it's not the Rams' offense I'm worried about. It's our own. All right, fair enough. Rory, you take shots like that when you're struggling offensively as much as the Browns are. I'm not going to argue with you there. Facebook, Ask Vic, our official Browns Facebook page. You dump those questions into the mailbox and we pull them out. Chuck, are we going to have to wait a couple of more years for the Browns to develop? I would say, Chuck, that a couple of more years, as vague as that is going to work for me. I do see a multi-year development going on here based on what I've seen through a 3-5 start this year. Doesn't mean that, you know, I can't put a hard number on when we see a fully developed football team. But I see enough youth, and I don't see enough of all the pieces being in place as we addressed earlier, or as I addressed earlier regarding this West Coast scheme and having all the right parts to it, having the defense, which has been addressed heavily in the draft the last 2 years, and I think mostly successfully. And yeah, it's hard to even say that after a 261-yard rushing performance by the Texans, but I don't believe that we've seen the defense crumble or collapse or show us that it won't be as good as something that it's been built to be and sustainable as a good part of this football team. I do remain optimistic there. I know that can ring hollow after a game like we saw in Houston. But I'm saying, when I say optimistic, I mean optimistic about direction it is headed defensively, how much better it is going to be able to get. But the offense, yeah, it drives you nuts. There's nothing there that you can say looks promising, really, based on what we've seen. And you can only say that the plan to get it better is what I'm putting my faith in. And I'm putting it based on your, again, the assessment of it being, you know, when does it fully develop? Is it happening in the next 8 games? I'm not seeing that. But do we see progress in the next 8 games? Hoping for that. Want to see that. Looking for that. David asks, thoughts about Josh Cribbs at running back? My thoughts about that are he could be an effective player wherever he is able to touch the football. Certainly lining up at running back puts him in a position to do any number of things, including catching passes as well as being a back. We know what the man does when the ball's in his hands. The only part about that I'm not that thrilled about is that it's not a regular spot for him. I mean, I think you could do situational stuff. You could. You know, get him in there and under certain circumstances and say, okay, what's going to happen or create something to happen. But the problem with it is when you're not used to a particular position, mistakes occur. And then there's the whole timing deal with the rest of the offense, the line and so forth, being used to dealing with this guy as a back. Now, he'll have a specific hole to run to, and the blockers just block for that spot. But I still like him better, more use of him at wide receiver. I love working Josh from open space. I think that's where he really excels, and you're a little more contained space, confined space when you're coming from the running back position. James, how do we avoid those early fumbles that seem to set the tone for the rest of the game? Yeah, I wish I had a single answer for that, James, other than to say don't do it. Concentrate more. One in that San Francisco game was a smack hit right on the football. I've seen a lot of footballs popped out like that. I don't know that the running back's particular ball security, in this case Chris Obanaya, was necessarily horrible that it allowed that to happen. I think a great defensive play happened there. The second one in Houston, and it was disastrous, but that is 2-2 games by the same back. He's got to carry that, I think, heavily on his psyche, if that's the right way, but maybe not too heavily that he gets caught up in it. Rodney Harrison, want to thank him, Jim Thomas, Joe Thomas, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Ribelli, Michelle Manzo, Pat McKenna, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford.